Welcome to the 2008 Sunset Cinema Series. You'll be watching Train Man, directed by Shusuke Murakami, which is a Japanese film released in 2005. Train Man is the translation from the original Japanese title, Densha Otoko, and the hero's name is, incidentally, Otaku, and that can be roughly translated as geek. And the premise of this underdog character coming of age is a geek boy's transformation for love, similar to the kind seen in the Hollywood film She's All That. Incidentally, it's reported that this film was actually based on a true story. It began, actually, as then a series of threads on the Japanese BBS Channel 2, which happens to be the largest internet forum in the world. This developed into a novel written by Hitori Nakano, and then eventually it was adopted into this film, Train Man. The teen idol actor Takayuki Yamada plays Train Man, of course named for his chat room handle identity, and Train Man seems to be the G-rated version of the Hollywood film The 40-Year-Old Virgin, but of course with the cultural nuances to satisfy the Japanese tastes. The charm of Train Man is in how this geek finds love in an old-fashioned and romantically simplistic way. The comical stories of his chatroom buddies adds this additional layer of depth to the story. There's some good fancy editing that informs us about the modern life of techno geeks as they communicate through cell phones, text messages, and through online chat rooms. How Train Man's evolving relationship challenges the lives of his friends also is refreshing, because at the end of the film you'll see certain dramatic changes that happen. In terms of performances, there are some annoying instances like crying scenes where Miki Nakatani, playing Hermes, has to console her love interest, Train Man. And while the role reversal here seems interesting, it's layered on quite thick. The relationship between Train Man and Hermes also seems a little bit tenuous, but Nakatani's acting holds up to the story with her subtle and quite emotional life. There's really some spectacular acting by Miss Nakatani. This candy-colored and wide-eyed film will certainly speak to the general audience and lovers of comedic romance stories. Possibly it speaks to a country as technocentric as Japan that seems to want to replace cyber with the real world. Just to tell you how popular this film was, the Japanese film made a whopping $35 million in 2006. And with that said, enjoy the show.